The National Institute of Standards and Technology wants the government and private industry to be on the same page when it comes to cybersecurity. The agency that issues hundreds of pages of cyber guidance for federal agencies also invited businesses from banks to restaurants to share best practices for public-facing web applications. Here with what they discussed and where they go from here is the Deputy Director of the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence at NIST, Nate Lesser. Mr. Lesser, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so why did NIST hold this meeting in the first place? What is NIST's interest in private sector cybersecurity?
Sure. So as a part of the President's Cybersecurity and Consumer Protection Summit, we held a public workshop to begin identifying specific cybersecurity challenges facing consumers and consumer-facing organizations. Through NIST's National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence, we focus on increasing the rate of adoption of standards-based security technologies. This is a standard approach for NIST in performing a convening function within a community to help identify challenges that affect our national and economic security, and then work to find solutions that help the private sector increase its rate of adoption of security technologies.
Because the federal government is in the midst of vast deployment and re-engineering of web-facing applications, so it sounds like maybe everyone's got the same issues in common.
Well, I think there are quite a few common challenges. This isn't what we discovered through both the framework development process, that's the cybersecurity framework for critical infrastructure, and through our work in outreach to various different sectors of the economy, is that there are quite a few commonalities. Yet every sector has its own approach. Every business has its own way of interacting with its customers, its consumers, its other businesses. And all of those different distinctions create specific challenges that we have to recognize. We need to do a better job as cybersecurity professionals of understanding the business context in which we operate. And that's what the center is all about. It's about making it easier, the marketplace more efficient, and it easier for the organizations that really do have a significant impact on our national economic security to adopt technologies that are out there today to help improve their security.
Now, other offices at NIST and other parts of the government, of course, have been highly focused on critical infrastructure and data sharing for those industries between the federal government and the private sector operators. These people attending this workshop, restaurants and maybe small businesses, don't immediately come to light or come to mind as part of the critical infrastructure, but maybe they really are, because if they are using the financial system, a weakness in a restaurant somewhere could maybe open up vulnerabilities in a much larger sphere.
I think that's absolutely right. So we heard quite a bit from participants on the day of about things like new payment card technologies you just mentioned. Strong authentication is one that we heard from participants, whether they were retail, restaurants, healthcare, banking. Certainly, that's something that cuts across a lot of sectors. We also heard about data integrity and the challenges that we have there. One of the interesting ones that came up in this context that may not be applicable to all contexts was this notion of decentralized environments. If you are a hotel brand, you may not have reach back or control into all of the individual franchisee locations, but when there's an attack at a specific location, this is true for restaurants as well, that affects your brand. And while you may not have as much control as you'd like, you are always on the hook for the response and attack that the brand takes, the hit the brand takes.
We're speaking with Nate Lesser. He's Deputy Director of the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence at NIST. And I guess small businesses and large businesses and federal agencies are all increasing cloud application use or cloud infrastructure use, and also more and more customers, citizens using mobile devices to access. Did all those challenges of mobility and cloud come up during the workshop?
They certainly did, and it's important to note that what we've done is summarize the content of the workshop itself and published a report that's open for public comment right now, identifying a number of next steps that we at the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence within NIST are looking to take as a part of bringing a community together to address some of these challenges. So all of those next steps are summarized in the report. It can be found at nccoe.nist.gov/consumer, and we really encourage encourage the public to weigh in on that report and share with us where we've missed the mark and what things within this report are both good and bad, and allow us to do a better job of serving the public.
And without having had all the comments come in yet, what do you anticipate might happen next with for NIST?
Well, so those next steps that we are proposing are likely to become projects where we will build examples. That's what we do at the center. We actually take the security technologies that are out there and the standards that these communities map into, that they've identified as their high-profile challenges and the standards that they care about, and bring them together to build out examples of how to address those challenges.
Now, recently, Jeremy Grant was on this show. He just left as the head of the Trusted Identities and Cyberspace Initiative, I guess down the hall from you at NIST. How does that tie in to the work you're doing here, the whole effort to find a world beyond passwords?
Right. So the work that Jeremy and the NSTIC program do is fantastic. It's also a marketplace-oriented activity at NIST. It's one of a few programs that we focus very externally with. And the work that NSTIC has done in strong authentication and attempting to eliminate the password ties directly into the work that we do at the center. We have three projects ongoing now related to identity and access management, and I expect that that will continue to increase. So we have work that we're doing within financial services, within the electric power sector, some specific technical work on what we call attribute-based access control, a mechanism for improving the exchange of identity information. And all of that is connected into the NSTIC program and companies that are supported through NSTIC pilots. So there's a very strong and tight connection there.
And it seems like, again, all of the sectors, large, small, public, private, are dealing with what seems to be emerging as the most important cybersecurity vulnerability, and that is insiders. And how did that come up in the workshop, and what can the government learn, and what can the private sector learn from the government?
So there's no question that the government has experienced a number of high-profile challenges when it comes to insiders. I think every organization out there is concerned about how to best protect their data. And what was really interesting at this workshop was the idea that the notion that the organizations there had really two types of information that they needed to protect: consumer information and corporate information. And whether it's from a rogue employee or an unintentional insider, someone who accidentally clicks on something they shouldn't, early detection and immediate action was a very important topic of conversation at the workshop.
And do you anticipate future workshops once the comments are in and the draft is finalized?
In fact, even before the comments are in, so next week we'll be out on the West Coast. And if anyone would like to participate in that workshop, it's been posted publicly on our website. Again, you can go to nccoe.nist.gov/consumer and participate in the next of our working sessions related to the consumer-facing industry and consumer privacy and security protection.
All right. Nate Lesser is Deputy Director of the National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence at NIST. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.